was telling someone last week that I couldn't remember the last time that I'd had a cold before. I knew that it had been over a year. I was kind of proud of myself. And then the next night, I woke up with a sore throat, and I thought to myself, sometimes when you're feeling better than you think you should be, it's good to keep that to yourself rather than let other people know. But it's great to be here with you this evening, in this holy evening in the life of the church and in our world. I came across a story this week of a priest who was visiting a nursing home. And on his way out, he saw an elderly couple that was seated on a bench that was near the entrance. He didn't know the couple. He had already visited the person in the nursing home that he came to see, but he stopped for a few minutes to speak with them. And he asked first if they were married. It was an older man holding the woman beside him by the hand, and he said yes, they were married. They had been married almost 50 years. So he said to her, the priest said to the gentleman, do you come here often? And the man said, I come here every day. So the priest noticed that the woman wasn't responding at all. So he said to the man, does she speak? And the man said, not since she had her stroke. So the priest keeps going deeper. And he said to the man, does she know who you are? And the man said in response, no. But that doesn't matter. I know who she is. It's a powerful line that plays upon a profound theme at the heart of Christianity, forgetting and remembering. It's a refrain that happens again and again throughout sacred scripture, throughout the life of the church itself. This forgetting of God is the greatest affliction that forgetfulness can have for humanity. And it's something that we struggle with from time to time in our lives and in our world. When we forget God, in short order, we also forget humanity, what it means to be human. There's a great theologian of the last century who said, where there is no God, there is no humanity either. Inevitably, when one disappears, so does the other. But fortunately, remembering is also a profound, overwhelming theme of Christianity. And I would offer that it's a particularly important theme, even though quietly, in the season of Christmas. Remembering. What do we remember? We remember that we forget. We remember that we forget the place of God sometimes in our lives. We remember God. We remember that we are made in the image and likeness of God. We remember that we are children of God. These are astonishing truths, truths that are too sublime to take for granted. Imagine being made in the image and likeness of God. Every day we should wonder at this in awe. Imagine being a child of God. How extraordinary, revolutionary for humanity to be composed of children of God. Without oversimplifying life, reality itself, I would offer that most of the misery of our world, most of the wars amongst humanity, between humanity, pride, jealousy, prejudice, greed, you name it, comes from a sense of forgetting God in our world. And when we forget God, we forget humanity. To go even further, I would offer that most of the joy, the awe, the goodness, the wonder, the truth, the goodness, the beauty, the faith, the hope, the love of life comes from remembering God. In remembering God, we remember what it means to be human. There's a way in which God is a bit like the elderly man, remembering his wife, whether or not she remembers him. It's a bit like that between us and God. God is always remembering us, who we are, why he created us, how he made us, why he made us, what he made us for, who he made us for. God is always remembering us. Without this reality, we would cease to exist. It's good for us, in remembering God, to remember that who we are in reality is who we are before God, nothing more and nothing less. If we have everything except God, then we have nothing. And if we have nothing but God, we can say that we have everything. Today, as we welcome Christ into the world, we remember God, and God remembers us. One of the chief critiques that believers and non-believers make of God is that God is not obvious enough, too isolated, too removed from humanity, the problems of the world, so far away. There are very many people in the Gospels who say, "Show yourself, prove it to us that you are God." And those sentiments don't just belong in the Gospels. Those are sentiments that echo sometimes in our minds, our hearts as well. We can see in the Incarnation, the Nativity, God's answer to these doubts within us. God becomes a character in the human story, entering into our world in flesh and blood. The story of God and the story of humanity are becoming one story. Eternity is entering into time in a miraculous, supernatural way. We do well to remember.